Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
As always, you can listen to this show. You can listen to all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll get back to the Browns here in a minute. I do want to talk about the Guardians with Chris Antonetti and Stephen Vogt scheduled to speak a little bit later this afternoon. They'll give you the postmortem on, you know, what they saw, what the way things shook out there at the end of the season. I don't know. I said it before, so I'm going to follow through with it. I was really excited with the fact that they even just made the playoffs, so I was good with that. Am I not happy they didn't win the last game? No, I'm not happy, but you shouldn't be happy. They shouldn't be happy. Nobody should be happy that they weren't able to advance on because, you know, if they had any kind of offense, they would have got by Detroit. But they didn't, so this is where we sit. Jeff, we didn't have any chance to talk about the Guardians over the last couple days. You were off on Friday. Just kind of digest what you saw and where you think this team's headed.
I thought it was such a fun season and wildly, wildly entertaining, even though the baseball was entertaining. I don't think the team is entertaining. Does that make sense? I thought it does. The situation they were in and the way they handled it was just terrific, wildly entertaining. Their team bores the snot out of me offensively.
Would you like a Kleenex?
Just drives me nuts, man. I have my fingers crossed that they might have stumbled onto some things. Could George Valera become something? Could Chase DeLauder be ready to go?
We never even touched that. Like, how great was that story?
Well, it was...
I don't even think we even talked about it very much on Friday.
It was terrible, is what it was.
But that they didn't bring him up earlier?
No.
Oh.
It was terrible that the manager of our team, and I'm sure with front office, you know, consultation, thought the best opportunity for this team to score runs in the postseason was to bring in a guy who had never played in the major leagues. That's awful.
They had five of those guys on this team that didn't play before the season started.
I know. So I didn't expect them to compete this year. To be perfectly honest, it screams the Browns to me. It's the same type of thing because the Browns have a good defense. The Guardians have good pitching. The Browns can't score very much, and neither can the Guardians. It's a real similar situation. And my hope is they stumbled onto some things this year. You know, is Kyle Manzardo ready to get 550 at-bats? Yeah, I think so. Is he the real deal? I think so.
If you give him 550 at-bats, you'll find out, won't you?
Well, he did pretty well, and he had, you know, 27 home runs, I think it was. I like Kyle. He needs to be in the lineup every day. What are you going to do at second base? I keep thinking you didn't draft one of these power hitters and instead you took a second baseman and now you got a guy at second base who looks like Andrés Giménez reincarnated with a glove and Rocchio's hitting. Man, I'll be honest. Bazzano better be really good, because I think Rocchio's a heck of a player, and if he can latch onto the offense, then you got something. And I wonder if Bazzano can play the outfield. Is Arias your shortstop? Is Jose happy? I think Bo Naylor's coming on. I think Bo's going to be just fine behind the plate, but he can't hit something that begins with a 1 or with a 20. I mean, get it up to 240 anyway, please. And the outfield still stinks. You gotta find outfielders.
I find the Bazzano question interesting, because you got to believe he's going to start. I did have this is a dang moment, but I had a chance to talk to a guy who managed against him over the weekend, and just said he's legit. Like, there's no question about it.
Did he say he can play the outfield?
I didn't really get into that with him. He just said he's a second baseman. So,
yeah, but you know what? By all accounts, and I can't wait to see the guy.
Then again, everybody in the organization is a second baseman or shortstop, so you're good.
But by all accounts, the guy's, you know, a heck of a baseball player and going to be a good major leaguer. I think you've got a really good second baseman. Do you move him to shortstop? You move Brian to shortstop and play?
Do you think they're giving up on Arias? Do you think they're going to give up on Arias?
I kind of hope so. I think Gabe Arias could end up being a really good all-around utility player. And that said, they have about 14 of those. What's Angel Martinez? Daniel Schneeman?
Okay, you got 3 right there.
I don't think Rocchio is a utility guy. I think Rocchio is an everyday starter in an infield.
I do too.
I just wonder what position is. If he hits like he did down the stretch, he can go play shortstop. That'd be great.
It'd be nice if he could hit a little bit more than down the stretch. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
I hope Bazzano can be the real deal.
I hope Babe Naylor comes back to the team next year.
Because
during the playoffs, he looked like...
I've bounced this off of Dan. Dan, should I lay out what it is I want to do this winter?
You gave it an opportunity. Now it's taking forever to come up with an answer.
I'm trying to figure out. If it's what you said this morning, then I don't know if I feel like yelling at you.
Oh, then for sure I want to hear it. Go.
I'm going to take a big swing and not miss.
On?
The home run derby champ.
Oh, now this I'm in for. Sorry. Thought you were talking about something else.
Pete Alonso is a free agent that the Guardians can't afford.
Everyone keeps talking about that. I've heard other people say this too. Keep going.
Could you find a better person for this team right now in this lineup than one of the best power hitters in the game who happens to play first base, plays it well, and hits right-handed, and who has relatives in Northeast Ohio?
Where's relatives?
Woodridge grads.
Oh, I should have known. Woodridge.
Remember when he won the home run derby here, and his cousin pitched to him.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes, yes.
Yeah. In fact, I believe his cousin was on the show, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think we had him on the next day. That was pretty cool.
His cousin Derek.
Derek Alonso?
No.
Oh.
And I'm not sure of this. I think Pete's mom is from here. Now, can our team afford him? Absolutely not. Or can they?
We take a hometown discount then?
No, he's not taking any kind of a discount. You know what's going to happen? You know how when people need help with anything financial, they open these pages?
Tell us, Jeff. Tell us.
I'm not going to use the words GoFundMe for our campaign, but we're going to start our own. Let's make Pete Alonso a Guardian.
Ooh.
You too can donate $1 and bring Pete Alonso to Cleveland.
His mom played softball at Ohio Wesleyan University. Oh, woo.
I think she's from here, but I'm not sure. Drop him right behind Jose Ramirez in that batting order and watch Jose hit 40 bombs and drive in 120.
She was born near Lancaster,
He'll
Ohio.
He'll get fastballs, and more fastballs, because Pete Alonso is going to hit him into the bleachers. The perfect guy to add to this lineup, New York Mets slugger Pete Alonso. He can live with cousin Derek. It won't cost him a dime. There, maybe there's a discount for you. Derek, if you're listening, Bulldogs all the way.
Michelle Alonso was born in Lancaster, Ohio.
That's great. Home of Ben Curtis.
She and her husband Pete.
Maybe Ben can come through for us. All right, so she wasn't from Cuyahoga Falls or anything. She must have relatives somewhere.
She was from a suburb of Cuyahoga Falls, Lancaster.
Yeah. It's only 2 hours away.
Just a little farther south.
It's only 2 hours away.
This according to the New York Post.
If you zoom out far enough on a map, it's close.
You know what my goal is?
Yeah, that's true. Squeeze it together. That's a good
my
point.
Goal is?
What's your goal?
For Menigan to get Pete Alonso on the show.
I'll see what I can do.
That's my goal.
Can they afford him?
Yeah. Dan?
Can they? Yeah.
Will they?
Different story.
Not likely. But think about it. If you dropped Pete Alonso on this baseball team, well, all of a sudden, that's a different look, Andy. Jose hits third and Pete Alonso hits fourth. You got Kyle Manzardo hitting fifth, DHing. You got the young upstart Chase DeLauder hitting sixth.
Listen to this. Yes, keep going.
You got Travis Bazan, a number one overall pick, hitting ninth. It's going to be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's just like the 90s,
isn't that foolish? Pete Alonso on this team.
I'm just going to argue with you.
Let's get Pete Alonso on the Guardians. Yes. Yes, it's a silly thought. Yes, I'm blowing smoke for no apparent reason.
I don't know. Could there be
a better fit for this lineup than Pete Alonso? Derek, if you're listening out there in Bulldog country, get cousin Pete on the phone. We want him on the show. I almost sent you a LinkedIn invitation the other day, but you just said who?
You would have said who.
Ding!
All right, are you done? Are you done making your case? I like it.
Well, I like it.
I'm not going to argue with you. Anybody here does not want Pete Alonso.
I'm looking at Menigan, who forever tells me, they can spend it. They have it. They just want to spend it.
I want Pete Alonso. I'm sending Scott Boras an email, damn it.
Beautiful. Oh, it's Scott Boras. They're definitely not getting him.
Oh, is that who it is?
Jeff? You make the lemon squares. I'll make the chocolate chip cookies. We'll put the stand out front.
Perfect.
We'll get it done.
Perfect.
Get it done.
Hey, Scott. Pete has family here. We'll treat him great. Heck, we might even be able to talk opponents into letting cousin Derek pitch to him. Pete Alonso, a Guardian. Bring it on, baby.
We'll do 3 o'clock. Somebody like ask how him. People raise cash for prom. That's the stuff we'll do. We'll sell candy bars, flowers, cookie dough.
T-shirts?
T-shirts. And whatever we got to do.
I sold the heck out of Indian River citrus in high school to pay for a band trip.
Case in point. We've done it before. We'll do it again. They can pay for prom. We can pay for Pete Alonso.
Bingo.
All right. Are we done?
No, because it's just starting.
All right, it's just starting. Jeff Phelps' case for Pete Alonso. You heard it here first. Although I think I've heard it other places.
You haven't. You heard it from me.
You heard it from Jeff. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's go back to the Browns. Jeff is going to help. Jeff's going to help find us a quarterback.
No, that's last year's
shtick. He's going to help find us a quarterback.
That was last year's deal.
Come on down, Jeff's
this is
house
new.
Of QBs.
Nobody
we
listened
throwers,
last year.
We got runners. We got
they,
guys that can curl. We
why
got
would they
them
listen
all.
Now?
216-474-0092.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.